Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Parks Highway has reopened in the area between Talkeetna and Willow, where a fast-moving wildfire forced the road's closure last night. An announcement from the State Department of Transportation says the highway reopened this morning between mileposts 83 and 99, where the wind-driven McKinley fire burned at least 50 structures yesterday. The DOT says travel is not advised and to expect long delays as emergency vehicles transit the area. The State Division of Forestry says the McKinley fire started Saturday night when a tree blew into a power line and was driven by high winds yesterday. At least 50 structures are known burned, and an evacuation order remains in effect. Evacuation centers are operating for displaced people, like Hidden Hills subdivision resident James Baker, who described devastation for Alaska Public Media.
Every house down the highway for like 3 or 4 miles was burnt when I left.
Four area Mat-Su schools are closed today because of the McKinley fire, which is one of a few wildfires threatening communities in South Central. There's another fire off the Parks Highway near Deshka Landing, and winds have rekindled flames on the massive Swan Lake fire in the Kenai, threatening the community of Cooper Landing. Crews also responded to a wildfire near the community of Anchor Point late yesterday. Meanwhile, it's a different story north of the Alaska Range, where recent heavy rains caused mud and rock slides. The National Park Service says erosion, mud, and rock slides forced closure of the gravel road into Denali National Park beginning Friday, when about 300 visitors were trapped west of Polychrome Pass until multiple slides could be cleared. The road into the park remained closed at mile 30 until yesterday morning. An NPS release says some parts of the park received 18 inches of rain over 17 days. All the water caused failure of a retaining wall supporting Alaska railroad tracks through Healy Canyon, north of the park. The railroad says service is expected to be down at least through today as crews make repairs, and that in the interim, buses are being used to move passengers around the impacted area. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is operating the Moose Creek Dam to regulate flow of the Chena River through Fairbanks and North Pole. Recent heavy rains have swollen area rivers, and the Corps began shaving water from the Chena yesterday. The dam diverts water into a massive impoundment basin, which extends all the way to the Tanana River. Governor Mike Dunleavy plans to sign HB 2001 today, the budget bill that came out of the legislature's special session. The legislation refunds many line items vetoed by the governor, and it's unclear how many of those the governor will re-veto. The bill also includes a roughly $1,600 permanent fund dividend for this fall, not the $3,000 payout dictated by a 1982 statute and favored by Dunleavy. On June 28th, the governor vetoed 182 items out of this year's operating budget and mental health appropriations that were due to start July 1st. Lawmakers met in special session last month but were unable to override Dunleavy's vetoes, but ultimately passed legislation to restore funds for about 80% of the programs cut by the governor. Last week, Governor Dunleavy said he would not veto money for senior benefits, Head Start, and early learning programs, and also agreed to the legislature's reduced cut to the University of Alaska. Also last week, the Dunleavy administration restored $750,000 for Alaska Legal Services Corporation for representation of poor people in civil cases. The reversal came through the Attorney General's office, and as KUAC's Robin reports, the money comes with restrictions.
In June, the governor vetoed $759,000 for Alaska Legal Services Corporation, the statewide agency that provides low-cost and free civil legal care.
Our organization operates on a shoestring, and we had a hiring freeze. We had a couple of people give notice, and we were looking at closing at least 3 offices.
That's Nicole Nelson, the corporation's executive director. She says the lawyers at ALSC keep costs down so clients don't have to pay, but there's a long waiting list for services. Meanwhile, Alaska's Attorney General Kevin Clarkson is getting attorneys who work under his direction in the Department of Law to focus their pro bono time on domestic violence. All members of the Alaska Bar are asked to donate 50 hours of their time to represent clients who can't afford it.
This applies to every lawyer in the state of Alaska, 50 hours of pro bono service.
That's Deputy AG John Skidmore. He says Attorney General Clarkson announced on Wednesday several ways to jumpstart the Department of Law's pro bono program and target domestic violence, sometimes shortened to DV in court proceedings.
He was approached by Nicole Nelson of Alaska Legal Services and indicated that there was money that had been cut from their agency, state dollars.
Nelson told the Attorney General the long history of her agency's work on domestic violence and how much it would shrink without the state dollars now restored in House Bill 2001. Clarkson said if ALSC would use the money to work on supporting DV survivors, he would ask the governor not to veto it a second time.
The Attorney General said that fits with his desire to reduce the epidemic of sexual assault and domestic violence, and said he was willing to pitch that notion to the governor.
By Thursday morning, the AG's office announced the agreement. Alaska Legal Services Corporation would get the restored funding in House Bill 2001 if it is used for legal help for DV victims. Governor Dunleavy has agreed not to veto the money, calling it an important step in protecting Alaska's most vulnerable.
Civil legal services were the most effective means of ending domestic violence for a survivor.
Formerly, ALSC had used that money for a wider range of clients, including elderly Alaskans who need financial trusts, tenants who are facing illegal evictions, Native Alaskans and veterans with special cases, and low-income Alaskans with consumer, health, or housing problems. Now many of those clients will be back on the waiting list. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.